And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices opened at the Chicago Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange and in Kansas City. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 502.5, up a half on the open. May, 496.5, down three quarters. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 462.5, up 2.5 on the open. May, 470.5, down a quarter. July, 483, down a quarter. September, 492.5, unchanged. December, 502, down a half on the open. March corn opened at 399, down 1 on the open. May, 408.5, down 1. July, 418.5, down 1.5. September, 411.5, up 1.5. December, 401, down 2. March 2008, 411, down 1. May, 414.5, unchanged. July, 418.5, up a half on the open. March soybeans opened at 757, up 4.5 on the open. May, 768.5, up 3.5. July, 784.5, up 3.5. August, 789.5, up 3. September, 794.5, up 2. November, 808, up 4. January 2008, 813, up 3. March, 817.5, up 3 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 219.60, up 130 on the open. May, 224, up 80. March soybean oil opened at 30.48, up 13 on the open. May, 30.82, up 11. At the Merck March feeders, opened at 105.77.5, unchanged on the open. April, 107.15, up 2.5. May, 108.60, down 22.5. August, 109.15, down 17.5 on the open. April live cattle opened at 101.95, down 10 on the open. June, 98.30, down 12.5. August, 94.50, down 5. October, 97.20, down 10 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 67.85, down 10 on the open. May, 76.90, down 82.5. June, 77.80, up 32.5. July, 78.20, down 35 on the open. And pork bellies for March open at 104 even, down 95 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
Joining us now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. Great pleasure being in Champaign last night. A lot of wonderful people there at Parkland College, and saw a lot of attitudes of planting more corn, didn't we?
And I didn't realize that both you and Bill Mayer are graduates of the U of I.
Yes, Bill's a lucky man also.
Let's go ahead and look at these markets where we're seeing today that corn has a softer tone while soybeans are firmer. Is this more of the same from yesterday with spreading?
I think that there's a couple things going on, Dave. Number one, the ADM numbers, of course, showing an 11% decrease in the bean numbers, keeping some strength there. We've seen corn up and down here today, but very close to where it's at. I think we're getting close to where some of the end users are maybe considering, adding some length to things here. So we're in a pretty much stabilization mode, I think, in the corn. The early buying subsided, but, of course, the beans are continuing to see strength out of the idea that the acreage cut's going to happen.
Stabilization mode for the corn, would you anticipate that to be the case between now and March 30th for planting intentions?
We're going to see some really... How should I put it? We're going to be watching what the weather patterns are doing very closely. And if we see, the weather patterns looking like we could see some fast and furious planting and more corn go in the ground, we could see some pressure on the corn, Dave. But if we see extended wet weather coming in that looks like it would slow down planting. Why that's going to give us some strength. So, you know, we're going to say choppy sideways, but a lot wider chop than what we're used to when we say choppy.
So it would not be out of the norm for this market this year to see swing prices of 10 cents or more?
No, not at all, Dave. I think that as crazy as it seems to us on a daily basis, that 10-cent moves, you know, we've increased a great percentage in our value of the crop. So the value of the move, you know, when we were instead of at 250 corn, if we're at $4 corn, why, you know, the same percentage move is a bigger number, and it's going to be that 7 to 10 cents that can happen.
So to the downside then between now and the acreage report, would you say we could go all the way down to 391 and fill that gap from the January report?
Very possible. You know, not saying that we will, but it sure isn't out of the realm of things. I think 385 has been mentioned on a lot of chartists' work here this way lately.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. By the way, we did have farm futures numbers for both corn and beans out today. And I guess before we get to the beans, a more general question, we're going to have more and more numbers out fast and furious, but we've been having numbers, Wayne, for the last 3 months on these prospective planning estimates.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of them make any difference at this point between now and the report, really?
Yes, they do. I think that you saw that happen yesterday because ADM's numbers were more surveyed, done a little better survey with them, come from a more respected source. And I think that, you know, there are some of our sources out there that are known to generally be a little high or a little low or try to have a standout number. And I think that who we look at and who it comes out, I think, you know, the Informa people or the Sparks people have always had a highly respectable number. ADM generally does. We don't expect Cargill to put out a number, but if Cargill did, it would probably be a more respected number than some of the others.
So the farm futures number wouldn't get quite as much look because, well, for one thing, they have such a small survey on 859 producers this year.
I would say that it's a number to look at, but it will not have anywhere near the impact of the ADM.
All right, turn your attention to the beans in particular then. Weather's still mighty good in Brazil and Argentina.
Yeah, it's purely a factor of the funds liking the number, the futures trading, and the excitement of some of the funds switching over and buying beans and lowering their percentage of our participation in the corn and wheat market.
Will beans be the next big bull move in the commodities?
It's very possible, Dave. I mean, if we actually do cut back the acreage like this, we keep the usage up like it's been increasing yearly, and, you know, we see the switch over to corn, why the beans could take hold, and they can move a dollar or two here. But, you know, I'm not quite as bullish as some of the people we saw last night, but there's no reason to think that isn't possible if the index funds decide to move there next.
Are you pretty bullish, though, a year out?
A year out, you'd have to be more bullish than you are right now because we have a good chance of using up our stocks that we are so burdened with at this point in time.
And a piece of advice for producers today.
Oh, I think that just along the way, we want to get some sort of protection under this market, not knowing what they're actually going to say in some of this. But all in all, we're still, you know, we have a very good chance of you know, weather problems and also great usage coming on. So we want to be enthusiastic and sort of lock in some of these good prices.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson and Morris at 815-941-3751. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat 502 and a half up a half. May 496 and three quarters down a half. March wheat at the Board of Trade 462 and a half up 2 and a half. May 471 up a quarter. July 483 and a half up a quarter. May corn at 409 and a half up a quarter. July 420 up a quarter. December 403 up a quarter. March beans 754 and a half up 2 and a quarter. May 767 and a half up 2 and a half. November 807 and a quarter up 3 and a quarter. March soybean meal 218.70 up 40. March soybean oil 30-48, up 13. Looking at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast today, he says in northern and central sections, mostly sunny, windy and warm. In the south, mostly sunny during the morning, then increasing cloudiness with scattered showers and thunderstorms arriving during the afternoon. Highs from 70 to 80 degrees. Tonight in northern and west central Illinois, partly cloudy with patchy fog forming. In east central Illinois and in northern and central Indiana, increasing cloudiness with a few scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms arriving after midnight. In the south, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows from 48 to 58 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.